Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew John.
Beautiful to John. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, non-goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Happy Wednesday, family. The drums are banging. The drums are banging. The drums are banging.
Wow.
The Aussies T20 side will miss the World Cup final. There you go. That's why the drums are banging. Greg Blewett, hello to you. Oh. Bernie Vince, good afternoon.
Why are you so happy about it?
Are you celebrating
I beg your pardon?
It? Why are you so happy about that?
Well, that's what happens when you pick a test side to play T20 cricket.
Why are they going to miss?
Because South Africa, they've destroyed the opposition.
Yeah.
We're not going to beat West Indies. We'll probably beat Bangladesh tomorrow night with the test team.
If we beat Bangladesh, we beat West Indies, and then they lose to England, why can't we be in?
We're not going to beat England.
Shut
We're not
up.
Going to beat Pakistan. Good afternoon, Byrne. Welcome to you.
Good afternoon, Jars. And it's cricket, not quicket.
I see.
just a slot. Right?
The bottom tongue of the seat.
You're too busy banging the drum.
I'm
Why
banging
are you so
the
happy,
drum.
Though?
Well, yeah. I'm banging the drum because we're back. But the Rush Hour's back.
Well, we were here yesterday
for a Wednesday.
Where are we back?
Beautiful Wednesday.
We're here every day.
Bit of rain this morning.
Steamy.
Took the dogs out for a stroll.
Mm.
Got the old Daniel Craig bathers on. Went down and had a bit of a swim with the old dolphins and the seal down there. There's a little nice little seal called
Where
Cyril.
Where there's seals, there's sharks. So
no, there's not.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. So don't get too close or too far from the shore.
And the bangs are drumming again because G's back.
G's back.
Hi, guys. I did miss you. Was it chaos without me?
It was a nightmare.
Did he say what did you say? The bangs are drumming again.
Yeah.
I said the
bangs are drumming again.
We're just used to you. Yeah, you did.
The bangs are drumming.
But we know.
And how did you go in Pakistan?
And we're in the
what
quicket.
Was the mountains like?
I'm sorry, where?
Did you go to Pakistan? Where'd you go?
I went to Queensland.
Similar places.
Similar.
Pretty
but
close.
I was a bit worried because I was gone 5 minutes and Byrne deleted me from the group chat. I thought
that's how we roll.
You've got to take a break.
That's how we roll.
Also, it was for my own good.
That happens with everyone.
Mental break.
You need to mentally switch off.
Yep.
All right.
You're back in now.
So you're back in the chair.
I'm back in the chair.
Shout out to poor old Tomo, but you're back in the chair.
I'm relaxed. I'm refreshed, and I'm ready to deal with you lot.
Stop hitting those things.
We've got a big show coming up. Where do we start?
Stop drumming those bangs.
Let's start yesterday. The Melbourne Cup.
Is he been drinking again?
No.
The Melbourne Cup. What?
Oh, yeah.
Was there an incident?
Yeah. No, actually. You know yesterday how we had the little, we waited around for the cup and we watched it together. First of all, to go to that, and me and Bluey did it.
Yes.
Because we went. You had to reply to an email.
So yes, we did.
The food allocation.
Yes.
What do you mean we did?
Yes, we did.
No,
we went together.
I spoke to Lisa, who you called Jenny.
Oh, don't.
Because she wasn't happy with that.
Oh,
I should have seen her. She was filthy.
Don't.
First of all, you're meant to reply to an email.
Explain to who Lisa is in the building.
Well, she basically runs the place.
She does.
She's PA to
because our boss, Mr. Jimmy Pedersen, does stuff all around here, never here.
Yeah.
As bad as Matthew O'Reilly, our program director.
And she does all his work, makes him look good.
So
you called her Jenny for starters,
who used to work here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I apologise to
Lisa. Well, I'm sure there's a few Jennies around.
There's none.
Yeah.
I apologise to Lisa.
So she wasn't happy with you because
you were one of the
very few that were there eating the food.
No.
That
you
wasn't
ordered.
For you.
No.
Because we replied to the email, so they got extra food for us. Anyway, you be quiet. I'm telling the story. And there was a couple of alcoholic beverages that we thought we'd have because it's the race that stops the nation.
Don't go there, because it doesn't.
So we all stopped, and we thought we'd have a couple of beers. And you didn't
you had
think
a champagne.
The beers. You said you didn't think the beers were quite cold enough. So did you do?
Oh, yeah. He's
going
too late. Too late. So Jars has left. He's left a six pack. I haven't told him. They've all exploded in the freezer.
Oh, you douchebag.
I've never seen him run so far.
What an idiot.
It's too late,
I thought he tore his hammy last week. How did he move that quick? But six beers, Peronis, have blown up in the freezer.
No.
Now, he didn't reply. This is a pretty simple day. You just got to reply to the email, yes, I'll be there for the Melbourne Cup. So, bit of food allocation. The other thing is, if you put beers in the freezer, you take them out when they're cold, for God's sake. In the end, there was no beers left. I was like, oh, the beers are gone. Surely that twigs your memory.
Yeah, and also, you know, when we're surprise, surprise, we were one of the last to leave.
Yeah,
but
again.
But when I look back, you cleaned up your chicken your beers. Yes. I cleaned up, and guess
one?
What?
No, that's not the one, because the six you put in there have exploded.
He's
and they've already been cleaned up.
Oh, no.
They exploded in the freezer.
I thought of it last night when I was asleep.
No, you didn't. Not,
that's the one.
But they took it out of the freezer. That is room temperature. Your
Can
six
I
exploded. And now you have to go and speak to Jenny again.
No, it's Lisa. Don't call her Jenny, you knucklehead.
So not only did you rudely not RSVP, ate all of the food, now you made a mess in the kitchen.
And he didn't clean up.
And you didn't clean up after yourself.
No, I didn't.
Disgraceful.
It looked like a bloody carcass. There was a carcass left near where you were eating.
Carcass.
And that was it.
Next. Ollie Wines would have eaten a carcass after yesterday's Melbourne Cup.
He sucked the chicken off the bone.
Very elegant, won the Melbourne Cup yesterday.
Yes.
James McDonald, a good ride. Chris Waller, the trainer, the jockey.
Couldn't be there.
He couldn't be there. He's at home with his family celebrating. But one man that celebrated yesterday, damn it, Morphettville Park, is our very own Port Adelaide superstar Ollie Wines joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Ollie. Have we got a bit of a tinge of a hangover, or we're fresh as a daisy?
Yeah, a little bit of a hangover there. You might sense it in my voice a little bit, but no, it was a good day. We had a lot of fun there and really enjoyed ourselves.
So run us through your role. You're the Melbourne Cup ambassador along with Christian Petrarca. Do you speak to him? What happened there? Has he come back down to earth after his amazing final series?
Yeah, so I was a Victoria Racing Club ambassador alongside Petrarca, as you mentioned, and it was all sort of centered around yesterday at the Lexus Melbourne Cup, and we did a number of promotional things for it. And unfortunately, just with our border situation, I wasn't able to get over there for the day, but we certainly made up for it at Morphettville. We had a great day and really enjoyed ourselves.
Now, I hear you love your horses, and talk us through, you almost had a runner in yesterday's race.
What?
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll say almost. It was a long way off. When first nominations come out back in probably June or July, we've got a really good stayer in Adelaide that runs around, and he got nominated first up. And we took him over in August to Melbourne to sort of start to see if he could cut the mustard. And he was a fair bit off it, to be honest. So that got cut short pretty quickly. But hopefully we'll have one there. It's a dream, so one day.
Fair way off. Sounds like Jars on this show. Did you have a punt? How did you go? Did you pick very elegant? Did you? We had a lot of trifectas going around here, and it was very quiet after the race, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I hit the quaddy, so I think I had 28% of that. So that's really the only winner I had for the day, to be honest. And then gave a little bit of that back throughout the later races and over in the Perth at Ascot. So. No, we had a bit of fun. It was good there, and buddy, every man and his dog's got a tip on Cup Day, so it's hard to hit them.
Now, you were there with a few of your teammates, and I saw an ex-teammate there as well. Now, my wife was watching the news last night, and Tom Rockliffe's face came up
careful
on the news, and she said, what's happened to him?
Stung by the swarm of bees.
He's just enjoying his retirement.
He's in the farm.
I've never seen a man now get through as many stubbies as he does in a round of golf. So must be going to his cheeks. But yeah, he's part of the syndicate, and he's sort of the liaison man. He deals with all the trainers and everything. He's a real wheeler and dealer.
Yeah, he's probably taking all the winnings and not telling you too.
He's taking a cut out of it all.
Percentage. Now, Ollie, when do you start back training, mate? Obviously, you've got to start to knuckle down, you boys, because I see a lot of the Crows boys running around. And when do you boys start back to Alberton?
Yeah, we're not. I'm not back till December 6th. I think the young boys are the week before. We've all sort of begun our off-season schedules and all our training and gym we've got to do. Funny you say that, because everywhere I run in Adelaide at the moment, I tend to go and there's 13 Crows lads training right there in front of me. So.
Do you avoid them? When you rock up an oval like that, I used to rock up and... When I used to train, didn't do much of it. But when I saw other people running there, that was enough for me. Straight home. Yeah. I didn't want to embarrass myself in front of people.
Yeah, I don't like confrontation like that, so I sort of avoid it. Tommy Jonas told me they tend to go about 8:30, so we like to get 6:37 done and we'll get it done and out of the way.
Hey, Ollie, since you won the medal, of course, has things sort of returned to normal now? But it would have been absolute chaos, I'm sure, for a couple of weeks there.
Yeah, no, it was. It was pretty full on. It's probably now that the Melbourne Cup Carnival's done, that's sort of my responsibilities in terms of things that have come off the Brownlow medal for now. I think I'm going to have a month off where I'll just sort of switch the phone off and really chill out, because it has been a tough 18 months for everyone around Australia, and we need a little bit of time every now and then just to chill out and relax.
I've got a little bit of intel from someone pretty close to you. They reckon you can walk into any pub in Adelaide and Echuca, probably already doing that at Echuca before the Brownlow, but you just don't pay for drinks anymore.
Oh, I don't know you got that, Mal. I was lining up at the Highway Hotel trying to get in yesterday.
Oh,
so.
No way.
What?
No.
I don't have much pull around here.
That's rubbish. Geez. Tony Simon's getting a phone call.
Yes. Right now.
No way. I've never had that issue.
You still got your key rings from 30 years ago.
Your membership number. Oh. That's expired.
Are you going to go back home and do some water skiing all over the summer?
Yeah, no, really good news with that border opening in a few weeks that I'll be able to go home. And I think a lot of the boys that are going to return now over the next couple of days, it's good to sort of get home and see our families. We've been pretty isolated away from them for a while, so... I'm a little bit fresh off knee surgery, so I don't think I'll be behind the boat as of yet, but I'll sort of wait for January to get that going.
Great job, mate, being the ambassador for the Melbourne Cup. But it stops half of the nation, so well done, young man.
It stops the whole nation.
Ollie, I get annoyed when everyone says it stops the nation when it doesn't, really. Does it, Ollie?
Oh, can't unlock
it. You can't say that. He's an ambassador.
And getting top dollar too, our boy Ollie.
Oh, is he?
He would be getting top dollar. I know what kind of numbers he's getting because I was an ambassador many years ago.
Yeah, crap. For Balfour's donuts.
Thanks for your time, buddy. Have a great rest, and we look forward to next year.
Cheers.
There he is, mate. Port Adelaide superstar Ollie Wines.
What were you ambassador for?
The boy. Yeah. What?
What were you ever ambassador for?
Oh, about 4 or 5 gigs.
Yeah.
Tip top.
Tip top. Donut.
What's two?
I was tip top donut.
Tip top, yeah. Finger buns.
Yeah. Only buns. Tip top. He got it tick tock then.
No, you're a great ambassador.
You forgot their name.
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering 5 questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Let's get underway. Let's say hello to Brenton from West Lakes. Good afternoon, Brenton.
Hello.
And let's say hello to Trent from Glenelg. G'day, Trent.
G'day, boys.
How are we? We're ready to go. The Furious Five, a much-loved segment here in South Australia.
By you.
Yep.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right, let's do it. I like the energy between these two individuals. There's 5 questions. If you call your name out first, if you know the answer, there's 1 point for the correct answer. You do get an opportunity to get the other answer if that other individual gets that answer wrong. There's 2 lifelines. Have some fun. Listen carefully. Greg Blewett, question number 1, please.
That was the worst explanation I've ever heard. So good luck, guys. What's the maximum score you can achieve in 10-pin bowling?
Trent.
Yes, Trent.
150.
Oh.
I don't know this.
Yeah, I know it.
No, I don't. What about you? Who have I got?
Brenton.
Brenton.
I'm not sure either.
Jeez.
Score.
Come on, young man.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. It's 300? Higher than what Trent said.
Yeah, okay. So it's higher than 150.
What did he say?
I
think he said
150.
300,
maybe.
300.
Hey, well done.
Well, hang on. He just got it wrong, and then you gave him the answer. No, you can't do that.
He said 300.
Trent didn't say 300. It was Brenton.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So that's why Brenton's got a point.
Yeah. Oh, righto. And Trent. Well played. Number 2, Boom Boom.
This hasn't started well.
Stop checking your phone. Stop being negative, Greg. It's better than beer with Bluey. You put everyone to sleep.
How many times did Michael Schumacher win the F1 World Championship in his career? There's a
multiple
choices. Yeah. Am I asking the question or are you?
Yes, you are, Boone. I apologise.
A3, B5 or C7?
Oh, good question. Cool. Mm. Cool your name out first, chaps.
What a long
pause. You got a 1 in 3 chance here, guys.
Yeah, righto. Yep, yeah, anyone? You got 2 lifelines if you want them.
Trent.
Yes, Trent.
Can I use a lifeline?
Yes, sir.
Don't choose me.
All right. Can I have Jarman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, no. I'm affecting known as Jars.
3, 5, or 7.
That's the second person to call you Jarman.
He won 7, G.
He did?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
One well done, Trent.
Number 3, Greg.
This is going
get some
well.
Energy into it, Greg.
Name the only 2 positions who can score in netball.
This is an easy one.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Come on, guys.
What's going on?
This is really riveting radio.
I'm checking horse results in 3 weeks.
You are too. Is this
double or double?
Come on.
Trent?
Yes, Trent.
Goal shooter? Goal, goal shooter, goal attack.
Yay. Oh, my God. What's the score, actually, G?
2-1. I feel like he Googled it.
No, that's 3-1.
I've got time to Google.
No, but it's 3-1, G.
We've only had 3 questions,
we've had 4 questions, Greg, haven't we?
We've had 3.
Burn, number 4, please.
Oh, sorry. I was just doing the
concentrate
form for later because I was bored.
Right, here we go.
Name the only 2 positions who
no,
can
we
score.
Just did
we
that
just
one.
Done that, Burn.
Oh, what are the 4 Grand Slam events in tennis?
Oh, that's good.
That's a shit question.
Where's Brenton? Are you there? Hello. Earth to Doris.
Are we talking in a different language?
Brenton's thinking.
You can say your name first and then think.
I know. Yeah.
Oh my God. Someone got a lifeline.
Derailing this segment to the edge of its life.
I think they both need a lifeline.
I apologise to the family listening on their way home to work, from work to school, school.
I've checked out.
The truckies who do a wonderful job.
Come on, guys. What are the 4 Grand Slams?
What are they for? What? There's a lifeline left if you need one.
Do you have a lifeline, Brenton?
Oh, no.
Brenton, are you there?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Does anyone actually sponsor this segment?
No. Trent, you sound familiar. I don't know if I've heard that voice before, Trent.
All right, Trent, are you having a go? Because Brendan's still thinking.
Christ.
Can I use the lifeline again?
No,
you've had one. It's Brenton.
I said there are 2 lifelines.
Yeah, but Brenton, you did. Don't bat chat. No,
you did
I didn't.
Say that.
You said 2 lifelines.
Yeah, you did.
But you get 1 each.
That's why I said explain
better.
Okay,
Brenton, have a go.
Is this Trent from Punch Bowl?
Jesus.
He does a lot of thinking, this bloke.
Hang on, let him go. It needs time. Where are you going, Boo?
I'm bored. Oh, I'm just going to go for a walk.
Right, Brenton, you ready? Do you want a lifeline, Brenton?
Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon, and US Open.
Yeah!
Hang on.
He said Wimbledon.
No, he said Wimbledon.
It's not Wimbledon.
It doesn't matter. It's 2-all.
It's 2-all, so
Greg,
this is the tiebreaker.
Greg, number 5. This is it. This is a good game.
All right. Try and be a little bit quicker on this
number
one, boys.
5.
All right. Name a sport that starts with the letter S.
Oh.
Soccer.
Yes, Brenton.
Brenton, soccer.
Yeah, Brenton.
He called the answer out before his name.
No, he didn't. He just said soccer. He said S.
So he got
it soccer.
Wrong. Is his name soccer, is it?
No, he said soccer.
He said Brenton.
Soccer.
Yeah.
So does that count, does it?
Yeah.
So you can say soccer, then Brenton, then soccer.
Standing 3-2.
Brenton just came out of nowhere then.
What's he what? What's the prize? The
Brenton,
drums are
we're
going
to send you and a mate along to Boys Are Stuck in Town. It's live at the Bridgeway on Friday, November the 19th, featuring members of the Zet Boys, Screaming Jets, the Angels. Wow, what a lineup. Super Jesus, Rose Tattoo,
Stones.
And Ice House.
Yes.
Boys Are Stuck in Town. You got a mate you can take along to that, Brenton?
Who are you taking, Brenton?
Yep. Probably my brother.
Yeah,
awesome.
Well done, mate. Well played. Terrific.
Good try, Trent.
He needed a lifeline for that question as well.
How can I think about that?
Thanks, boys, for playing.
Good on you, lads.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Riveting stuff.
Well, 4 minutes of my life.
That's the last time we do that.
And you're not going to get it back.
I think it's gone, that.
You're not. No, it's
I think
not.
It's done.
Get
like,
stuffed.
I honestly, I was the
biggest
supporter
of that.
This
has been 2 years in the works, this segment.
Yeah.
All right? And the family have voted on their feet.
Wouldn't think it.
I think it's got worse.
One of our favourites, Hamish Hartlett, has committed to the West Adelaide Football Club in the Sandful for season 2022. He's on the Rush Hour this afternoon. Good afternoon. Congratulations, Hamish. And why did we pick the West Adelaide Footy Club?
G'day, fellas. Thanks very much. And thanks for having me again. Why do I pick the Bloods? A few reasons. Firstly, I think it's just going to be a great platform to me to develop my... like probably coaching more than anything, beyond being a player, I think that's the path I'd want to go down. And I feel like it's a great platform for me to do that in this youth development role that I'm going to be doing there. And also doing a bit of on-field sort of assistant coaching as well in the one. So great opportunity there. You know, loyalty to get back to the club that I grew up playing for and that gave me the opportunity to play AFL in the first place. So that was a big part of it too. And also, my brother's there as an assistant coach, so I'm really looking forward to getting to work with him and hopefully providing a bit of success to all the supporters out there who deserve it after so many years.
Hammer, it was highly documented that you there was a role at the Adelaide Crows for you, which involved a bit of coaching and a bit of, well, playing in the SANFL team. Was that close or was that just speculation in the paper?
No, that was definitely on the cards at one point in time. And yeah, really it just came down to me assessing the options that I had. So there was that one, obviously the West Adelaide one was on the table right from the start, and you know, credit to West Adelaide and the way they went about it. They were very, very respectful. The communication was fantastic the whole way through. And then there's a little role at the SANFL that might still come about as well. So yeah, I just need a little bit of time to sort of filter through everything and make the right decision. But yeah, for me, the best fit was going back to West Adelaide and hopefully giving a bit back to them. So that's where it all ended.
Hey, Hamish, loved your honesty at the end of the season when, you know, you were told the news by the Power that you weren't going to get selected again for them. You obviously had ambitions to play on. Talk us through the range of emotions you've gone through in the last, you know, probably month.
Yeah, I guess initially it was a little bit of shock, I guess, in some way, but also, you know, sadness that my AFL career has probably come to an end. And I think more so than anything, just knowing that I wasn't going to be rocking up to the club surrounded by, you know, those 40-odd boys that you knock around with every day and build such great relationships with. I think that was probably the saddest part of it all. And then I guess as time's gone on, I've sort of become more comfortable with the fact that that might be the end at AFL level, and I've, you know, switched my attention to what's going to be most beneficial for me going forward. And, you know, I'm still keen to play as good a footy as I can at the highest level that I possibly can. And, you know, it's going to be at West Adelaide next year, which I'm super excited for. So, yeah, I think at the moment it's pure excitement and relief that the whole process is finished and I can just move on to what's next.
Hammer, was there any serious nibbles from other AFL clubs? We heard the Gold Coast were a club that you were looking at. Did that become a reality, or was that a fair way off?
Nah, not really, Bern. So, you know, Dogger, my manager, Michael Dowdy, and I guess, posed the question to a number of clubs just to see whether they were interested more so than the other way in terms of them coming to me. Yeah, I guess the Gold Coast role was sort of there or thereabouts for a little period of time, but they've obviously chosen to go on into a, you know, a different direction, which is absolutely fine. So I guess from here on, the only opportunity that I might have is, you know, post-draft, potentially if clubs look at their lists and think they need a little bit more experience, then potentially I'll get a call. I'm very open to that happening, as are West Adelaide. Or, you know, I play some really good footy at the start of next season and then the mid-season draft for next year becomes available as well.
Mate, it's a huge signing for the West LA Footy Club, let alone the Sandful, because we've got reports there's up to 60-odd players that have left the Sandful so far. So this is a massive signing for the West LA Footy Club. What's your message to the members out there? You need to get them on board. They've got to re-sign and really get around and galvanise the West LA Footy Club moving forward, because you're just what they need.
Yeah, look, Jazz, I think over the last sort of 2 or 3 years in particular, the football club certainly got a lot of good people in the right spots. You know, right. Wayne Siegman and Gotchi coming in, you know, Derek Bonner working behind the scenes, you know, Adam as an assistant coach who's really well regarded in amongst the playing group and the SANFL in general. I think they're really just starting to get all the pieces of the puzzle in the right places.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully I can add to that in whatever way I possibly can. You know, more than anything, I hope that it's the on-field performances that sort of lead to a few more wins for the footy club, but also Caden Brand comes on board as well, who's a huge signing for us, you know, from Sydney and Hawthorn
comes back to his junior club where it all started for him too. So,
good.
You know, the wheels are in motion. Things are heading in the right direction. I feel like there's genuine improvement to come from the young guys within the football club who are really motivated group and want to learn and get better. So, wow, it's all positive from my end.
Now, we hear a little rumour you might have been just fluttering around at Morfettville yesterday with a group of people, ex-teammates.
Yes.
And there was one there that, he had to go out and get a new suit because his suit doesn't quite fit anymore. And I speak of the man, Tom Rockliffe.
Oh,
now,
no.
What are his skin folds at the moment? I heard they had to roll him out of there.
What's happened to his face?
He's been stung by former bees.
He has been stung by bees.
Michelin man.
He can't have put that much weight on in such a short time. No. Seriously.
he was all right, Rock. He was in good nick. He was wearing a white shirt, so he obviously doesn't feel like he's blown out that much. He'd be wearing the black slimming top number. But, Rock was, he was rolling around with young Jack. Having a pretty good day of it. Actually, he hit our quaddy as part of our punters group at the footy club. So that was nice of Rock yesterday. But, he certainly didn't join in the festivities with the boys. He had the young fella by his side all day, and I think he popped in for a couple of hours and then took off. So, he's in a right nick. He's in a right nick at the moment, probably better than everyone was anticipating.
I was not so sure about that.
That's what we heard. Hammer, great news. Congratulations on signing with the West LA Football Club, the Mighty Blood. So we look forward to watching you next year, and thanks for your time, buddy.
Good on you, fellas. Speak soon.
There he is, Hamish Hartlett. That is a massive, massive signing, isn't it?
What a ripping lad.
He's a good beautiful lad.
Yeah.
Beautiful lad. So great for the Sandful.
Yeah, it is.
Just what they need at the moment.
Another big name.
Absolutely.
Which is good. Because they're losing a few.
Yes, they are, Ben.
Bluey's turned a big 5-0.
Yes. Oh, so I thought we already had that.
Yes.
To celebrate, we'll be broadcasting live from the district. And we want you to be there. You've got to be a Triple M club member to come along. Join now for free at triplem.com.au and keep an eye on your inbox for your invite, because Triple M club members get more. So come and celebrate with us and Blue at the district and at Sky City, Adelaide's ultimate entertainment destination.
It's a great spot too.
This is going on for about three months.
It's a great spot.
Probably a bit too high level
the Queen?
For you.
And I've got to put another tab on, do I?
We didn't put one on the other day. Not much. Well, there's four people there, so it wouldn't have cost you much.
When we rocked up, and we won't go there. Now, this is...
No, we are going to go there.
Yeah, we are.
At your 50th on Sunday, I ended up speaking to your manager.
You did?
Yeah.
No, but we spoke about this yesterday.
No. Yeah, we did, but we were talking about, you know, getting deals done and
he wants car deals.
Because
no one wants to touch
him. And his manager said to me, well, you know, how can I sell him when he's not really talented at anything? What is your manager's name again?
Yeah.
Anthony McRatchy.
Yeah. Well, that's the guy I was talking about. Bullfell.
Anthony McRatchy?
Yeah.
I thought it was Andrew McRatchy.
Well, people just call him Chin.
Chin. Well,
he's got the...
Leads
got
with the, his chin.
Yeah, he's got the...
Yeah, well, when we were talking about...
Superhero chin.
Well, this is you yesterday describing
what
him
happened?
On the show. No, well, you just described him and the management. Now, I need you to listen to the management's name.
Who's your manager?
Felix Management.
Is that who they
Very
are?
Very good, yeah.
They got you.
It's our own Tommy Jonas with Felix.
Heck.
So you've gone Felix.
Felix.
Yeah.
And what's your management's company's
what
name?
What is it?
No, I had a little slip of the tongue.
What is it?
Helix.
Oh, you.
Helix. And he's wondering
Helix.
Why he can't get a car deal.
No.
And he's got it. Felix.
It's all
it's not
part
a cat.
Of the plan, Jars.
No,
we had this.
Not,
we
had
this,
no
and,
idea.
And his name is Andrew McRitchie.
Okay, that's what I just said. And make fun of him. He's trying to get you good deals, Gregory.
And we said, come on, you call it Felix. And I know the boys will bring it up again the show.
You got it right.
Any mention's a good mention.
Oh, well,
right?
if you can't,
it's Helix.
If you can't remember your management's name,
they're gonna
I know
dump you,
I've
mate.
Got a pretty good idea why you can't get a car deal, mate.
Yeah. They're going to dump him, Ben.
Yeah, I think that.
I don't need a car, do you? I've got a car.
No, you haven't. You've been begging all our sales team.
Have a look at him.
No,
laughing.
I haven't. You know who I am.
No, I haven't.
No, we got on good authority that you've asked a lot of the sales.
That's a lie.
Whether we've got connections
that's
with cars.
That's a lie.
Gut full of you.
That's a lie.
You know, you got that's disrespectful to your company that work really hard and they get on the phones.
Yeah.
They ring around organisations to get you good deals. They do. I spoke to Andrew McRitchie and you called and disrespectful to his name.
In the 5 minutes you were there.
What did you say?
Sunday.
Oh, before the big blue started.
Who looks after you?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, look, don't buy question. Time. When good you say, question. Everyone answer knows when now. You say, I beg your pardon, the you're guy, just buying a bit of extra
guy?
Time.
The guy
what one?
In Sydney looks after me.
Oh, yeah.
In Sydney.
There's only one guy in Sydney.
That's really it? Narrowing it down.
There's a guy in Sydney.
He's the bald fella.
Well, why do you keep asking me
he's
about
stuff? He's the bald fella in Sydney. Does
oh,
all
I'm
the,
done what, now, am
doing
I?
Goodrums.
Angry Anderson.
Oh, no. What's his name?
Why are you looking at me?
The Demented Goodrums.
Oh, God. You know, he's a mover and shaker.
So you
in
don't
Sydney.
Know his name?
Yeah, no. Well,
he's that
pardon?
Big of a deal.
Do you not have a
he's
manager at
fella.
All, Jazz?
He charges an arm and a leg.
Yeah. No, per that's hour. You.
It's not Mouse in Perth, is it?
Oh, it's Mouse.
Hang on a sec. So you don't have a manager.
Yeah, I
is
don't
that
need
why
one.
You've been calling a lot about what you should be getting?
Your phone would be ringing off the hook.
Oh, no, yeah. A private conversation between
well,
you and
you
I.
You said, would you manage? I said, yeah, I can do that.
I asked Michael Dowdy to be my manager.
And declined.
We love to hear from the Rush Hour fam on Triple M text line 0488 51047. Got a question today from Stephen from Paynham, guys. He says, question for the Blue Dog.
Mm.
People actually call you that, Blue?
Blue Dog.
Yeah.
Blue Dog.
Mm.
I saw Peter Laylor call the English Ashes team one of the weakest squads he's seen. Do you agree?
I tell you what, though. I thought a month ago that we were a lock-in to win the Ashes. Now I'm just getting a little bit concerned.
Why?
Well, Ben Stokes is back. The only player that's missing out of the England squad... is their big fast bowler, Jazz?
Joffa.
Yes.
Joffa Archer.
But isn't Woods a very fast bowler? Isn't Woods bowling really well for England? Woods?
Yeah, he's got good airspeed. I'm worried about their bowling attack. Although Chris Wokes is back as well, so he's
a bowler. Stokes probably one now. Of
their, yeah, and
he
Stokes.
He just said I mean, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
did
know,
you listen?
Yeah, but how many bowlers do you want?
No, but we're just talking about, thank God that Arch is not playing because he is a dangerous bowler.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. But their top order is a worry. Their top three.
England?
Their top three.
Well, so is ours.
Joe Root.
So is ours.
Is it?
Jesus.
Oh. Not in Australia.
Our top order.
Labuschagne's terrible, is he?
No, he's
on fire. 60. Smith averages 60.
He's on fire.
Warner averages 50.
That can't make a run.
Does Khawaja come in?
When's the last time he played a test match?
Oh, well, just tell me you're a cricketer.
Well, that's right.
Don't get angry with me. This is
you're,
a text
well, you're
from
talking crap.
I'm
Stephen
not talking
from Payham.
Crap.
You're talking crap.
Davey Warner can't make a run if he tried.
Well, it's T20 cricket.
Well, he shouldn't be playing T20 cricket.
T20.
Should you be talking for a living?
And who's going to open with him? Because Pekoski's out now again.
No, he's done. Yeah, he's just
Khawaja's concussion. That's a concern for Australian cricket.
Khawaja, probably.
Khawaja.
He's just gone back-to-back
hundreds. But he's no good against good bowlers, Khawaja.
Actually, someone
he's only
told
good
me
against...
Harris is going to open.
So you've got selected. Marcus Harris.
Yeah.
So you're backing in Marcus Harris with Dave
where.
Warner.
Can't remember you know where, what? But put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Channel 7 ran a story, was it yesterday or the day before, that Peter Neville is going to be the backup keeper to Tim Payne. So if Tim Payne doesn't...
Oh, my. Yes. Say that. Now, I'm out.
They reckon he's gone into quarantine with a couple of other... The test players.
Don't
I know.
You
I there's
dare.
No there's no way that can happen.
Oh
there's no way that can
about
happen.
About three before him.
That's right.
That's like no. Chuck Berry saying, who did he say the other day is next? Pearson.
Rod Marsh
Jimmy
is back
Pearson.
Out of retirement.
Oh come on.
That is
Chuck.
A disgrace if they've done that.
Yeah. I
Alex
agree.
Carey has to be the next keeper, reserve keeper for that test team.
Yeah, 100%.
Surely Gregory.
Yes.
Oh, what are we doing?
Thanks for your question, Stephen. If you've got a question for Bernie Bouillon and Jars, you can text it through 0488 51047.
Well, let's go to the AFLW. Let's talk to their new head of football down at the Adelaide Crows. And it's a wonderful pickup, Gregory.
Head of development, not head of football.
Well, I'm calling him head of football because he will be at one stage.
That's
at some
Phil
stage
Harper.
He will be. But yeah. Former Port Adelaide and Gold Coast Suns, Jack Homps joins us.
And the Giants.
Welcome, yeah. Jack.
Thank you very much for having me.
Congratulations, mate. You must be so excited about your new role down at the Adelaide Crows in regards to the AFL team, the W team, because you've got Aaron Phillips and Chelsea Randall, two superstars.
Yeah, absolutely stoked, to be honest. Today's my first day, so just sort of getting the lay of the land a little bit and working my way around. But, yeah, very lucky to sort of finish up playing and then be able to get into another footy club and keep working inside footy.
I read you spent a bit of time with the younger brigade, I should say. Younger brigade at the Suns last year, teaching them some leadership and some off-field stuff. So you've sort of dipped your toe in the water already.
Yeah, I think so. That's probably last year playing the year in the VFL and being around a predominantly pretty young group sort of gave me the itch, I guess, to sort of like development coaching or development is something that I might enjoy and probably playing at three footy clubs, you got to meet a lot of people, so you got to build relationships as well. So another strength that hopefully I can bring here, but it's a great opportunity and yeah, I'm pretty excited.
And Jack, your first day on the job, what about the transition from a professional athlete into another role? We've all done it at different stages. Some better than others, yeah. Absolutely, Bern. How is it? Are you a little bit nervous about it?
A little bit. I've got to keep reminding myself that I'm not a player anymore. That's going to be the biggest thing. And you've got to actually watch what you say a bit. You're a coach now. So it'll be fine after a couple of weeks or so. Once you get all the intros out of the way and you sort of start to get to know everyone, I'll be fine. But it was the more daunting part was walking into a Crows building after playing it for 6 years. So, yeah.
But I remember correctly. And
did you build him?
No. Yes, I reckon you came down as part of the AIS when you were a young fella and trained with us, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, I had a week here in 2010, I reckon it was. Yep.
Oh, you had a week there, so you've been there before?
Yeah, I did.
15
place
years
ago? Place has changed a little bit since then.
Were you there, were you, when
I
he
was
came?
There, yeah,
did
yeah.
you mentor
I gave him?
Him
a pair of boots.
Did you mentor him?
Did you give him a pair of boots? Did he, Jack? Did he give you a pair of boots?
Built me around the ears of the handball game.
You're just a thug. Now it's all coming to the fore.
I shouldn't have mentioned that. I clicked him. But you mentioned before, 10 years, three AFL clubs. Do you have a particular coach that you see as a mentor or a particular coach that you, pride yourself or want to be like?
I've certainly all definitely got their different strengths and different experience with them all, but I mean, I played my best footy under Kenny, so those few years there that I was playing some good footy, I got him to thank a lot for that. And Matty Nix as well was my backs coach, obviously at the Crows now too. So spending the most time at Port. But I learned a lot from Choco, Mark Williams as well, early days at the Giants. So he was probably a really good mentor for me in those early days too.
Have you caught up with Aaron Phillips and Chelsea Randall? Because they're superstars, marquee players. Thanks, Bern. Have you caught up with them for a cup of tea and just had a bit of a chat?
I'm a biscuit.
Not yet, no. So that's the next plan over the next week is to try and get around and have a chat with every player at some point individually. Mm-hmm. And then once you get that stuff out of the way and then we're good to roll.
A big part of development of an AFL player, in your case an AFL women's player, is their off-field development. Now, you won the Jim Stein's Off-Field Leadership and Community Award too. Do you want to run us through that a little bit?
Obviously part of my role here, majority of the role was to be on-field skill and structures and so forth, but I think the best development coaches that I've sort of come across in my time are the ones that take an interest in what you're doing off field as well and provide any help that you can get as well. And I think, you're a first point of call sometimes for a player when things are going on as well. So you want to be able to make sure you're open with the players and you're available for them whenever they need you. So if you can help in any way possible, certainly that's part of the role.
Crows girls are very lucky to have you on board, Jackie Boy, head of development. You're keen to play footy next year at Williston. How's the body holding up, young man? I've got a contract.
No, rip it up, Jarls, because you'll be lucky to get four touches out of me.
Well, that's probably the average.
Four more than the other guys had in the second half.
Okay, let's cut that short. Good stuff, mate. All the best and enjoy it. Girls are going to benefit from having a Jack Homsch in their coaching panel. So well done, young man. Thanks for your time.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Bern.
Good stuff.
Thugged him, the poor lad.
No, well, yes, you did. Just in case he got drafted somewhere else, you got to make sure you
did you whack him in showdowns? Did you whack him in showdowns?
No, I didn't.
Who did you whack in showdowns?
Well, I couldn't catch anyone. No, I got a few weeks in showdowns. I got Chad Wingard one day. Anyway, why were you interviewing Jack, not me?
No, I was a bit rude. This is my show. What was that one, Jim?
And a rip-up.
It's the segment everyone's been waiting for. No, the Lightning Rod, Andrew
Jarman. Global all around the world.
Going up against the always well-moisturised Greg Bullock.
Plain belly, bill of health.
On the Rush Hour, it's Bernie Vince's.
I don't know which of you two is dumber.
Dumb or dumb.
Oh,
it's not a segment
right.
That I enjoyed.
It is. I do.
It's not.
And you, Joe, you come storming back.
Yeah, yeah, but I have. Bit. But I have.
Come storming back.
He doesn't. Greg, you don't like it, do you?
Not when there's cheating.
But there's
involved.
Not. There's blatant cheating.
No, yesterday's show.
No, but there you'll bounce back today.
Burn,
no,
there wasn't you'll any bounce, cheating.
Nah.
All right,
I'm not
there's
playing,
no
mate.
Cheating. So
I'm not
three
playing.
All. This is it. What?
You have to play.
I'm not playing because I would have won.
Oh,
you were lucky to still be in it.
Go.
I don't care.
Halfway
the
through.
The last question.
Because at the moment, it's three all. This has to be the tiebreaker.
So you're seriously not playing?
So you're not playing?
No.
He's taking his
head. He's cracking.
Go for it. So I've won this on forfeit. I've won this on forfeit.
No, I can't have you winning on forfeit. Well, what I'll do, this is what I'll do. I'll ask you the questions.
Yeah.
You have to answer them.
Yeah.
If I don't. And if you get them wrong, he gets a point. And if you get them right, you get a point.
How does that work out?
Well, you have
to. I might as well just drop my strides.
Okay. No, okay. No, well, it's about the show and things that have just happened in the last day or two.
You've got to play, all right?
No.
Part of the team.
Whatever you do, don't drop your strides.
Yeah, you can't get them down. Can't
Maz does call me William.
Can't reach him.
Maz does.
Maz does his belt up in the mornings, and he can't.
Shut up. Shut up, false teeth. I'll bloody slap you. You bloody farmer.
Oh, God.
I'll talk slower to you then.
Good luck. Right. You can pass on one question out of the five, geez. And we'll call
it.
Right,
here we go. Come right, on. We've got to go. I've got to get going. I've got things on.
Yesterday in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
Very elegant one. Mm. Who was second and
Andrew.
Third?
Insensitive. 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 Peter Moody's horse. And Glamour of Hope.
Oh.
What? At least I had a crack.
Insensitive.
And Glamour of Hope. Come on, Chunky. No one does this type of show. Usually
it's Glimmer of Hope.
Sensitive.
Usually a horse will be called Glimmer of Hope. Glamour of Hope.
No one does this show. This is a very rare show. Well, what is it then?
I'm cramping up.
What is it then?
Incentivize.
That's it.
Okay, tick. Second.
So
I'll give
second.
You a tick for that.
And then the third?
Spanish Mission.
Oh,
not
close.
Glamour of Hope. There's no such horse as Glamour of Hope.
All right. Number two.
Glimmer of
so
Hope.
No one got a point there.
Well, all right, that's okay.
Wrong.
Yeah, so
he was close with the first one.
At least
he went
crack.
Peter Moody.
Yeah.
It was
go.
You don't want Peter Moody?
No, hurry up. I'll give you a Tom Moody.
Right.
Let's go.
The big four, they call, in the
yes,
spring
sir.
Carnival.
Yeah.
Well, it started with Derby Day on Saturday. We had Melbourne Cup yesterday.
Yes, sir.
What's tomorrow and what's Saturday?
Andrew.
Yes, Andrew.
Derby Day. No, Ladies' Day. Ladies' Day. Cox Plate.
Oh, my God.
Gawler Racing.
Did you hear what I started with? We had Derby Day that kicked us off.
And then he called it Derby Day. You just chimed in with Derby.
Come on. I had to go.
So that's
no,
wrong.
I have to give Bluey
I have
Bluey
to go to
tick.
Bunnings. So let's go.
Sorry, I have to give that one to Bluey because Derby Day's not going to kick
He hasn't
it.
Opened his Oaks Day.
I'm not playing.
Oaks Day is Thursday and Stakes Day is Saturday. Oh, I've never laughed so hard in my life.
All right, let's go.
Right, so your big segment is Furious Five,
yes,
okay?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Don't look around. Look me in the eye. No, not what the contestants' names were. What was the prize today? A double to what?
Andrew.
Yes, Andrew.
It was a prize to the Bridgewater Hotel.
No, but...
For bands. With Dave Gleason, Screaming Jets.
No, I'm going to need what it's called.
You got the bands right.
Yeah. A big day out. No, I don't know. These are stupid questions, honestly.
Well, it's your segment. You should know the prize.
Yeah. I didn't listen
and
to
And they were the sponsor.
It?
Not the Bridgewater, but the bridge.
Way.
Way. And it's boys are stuck in town, double pass. Thanks. So another one to Blue. It's 2-0.
Oh, he should at least get half a point for that.
All right. That's 2 to a half a point.
Right, next question. Come on, we've got to wrap the show up. It's too long.
We had Jack Homps on the show today.
Andrew, head of football at the Adelaide Crows AFLW.
Let me finish because that's not it. He had a career spanning 10 years. Which clubs did he play
Andrew.
For? Yes,
GWS, Gold Coast, and Port LA Football
Club. Well done, Andrew. 1.5 to 2. Oh, wow.
He gets a ding.
If I get this, I win.
This is big. This is the last question. If you get it, you win.
You win. Yeah,
if
I just said that.
Bluey wins. Okay. Well, I'm running it. You've got to listen. Go. Yesterday was our big Melbourne Cup edition show, okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And we do way too many interviews on this show. We're going to have a chat to our producer after because there's another three today.
Yeah.
But who did we interview yesterday?
Andrew, James Winks.
No, we didn't.
He was the day before.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Bluey wins again. No. Another one to Bluey. Oh,
but
no.
But you didn't want to play. Oh, this
I didn't play.
Oh,
no. I didn't have to.
Did not have. Do you want to have another go at it? Do you want to have another go, Jack? it wasn't Derby Day either. We didn't interview Derby Day.
And Jack Compshie's not head of football. Just
no, it's head of development.
Again, that's the third
Keep
time.
Keep that up, G. You'll go back to the Hayman Islands.
It's all right, mate.
So the score's 4-3. Bluey hits the lead. And he'll be back in tomorrow, promised.
Bye-bye, everyone.